This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the instructions that we get, the teachings of God, which shows us how to live holy in this life, how to walk up before God perfect and keeping all of the commandments of God. And truly, I'm thanking God for our great leader who's teaching us how to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Thanking God for salvation today. Thanking God for our great pastor and teacher who's teaching us the ways of God. And now our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about abundant life. Before we get into that thought, our sister Paris is going to sing Incorruptible. Sister? Beautiful. Thank God for our musicians, Sister Paris, wonderful. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, keeping God's commandments, which means we keep God's word. And we're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, who came out in 1951 or two to start a work for the Lord here on the West Coast from Port Clinton, Ohio. And we are the results. We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. This is nothing new. This is God's way. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We believe the scripture. Yes. Let's go to St. John 10 and 9. God comes to give those that desire him or to live for him abundant life. Not just abundant, but abundant. That means more than the norm. Yes. You get reflections from that moon, and the moon only going to give you so much reflection. Yes. When it's a full moon, it's yet half the moon. It's not all. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? You may see it full, but it's not. Yes. And what you do see is coming from the sun. Yes. If you want abundant life, you must get it from the one that God sent. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. So, well, he made the devil too. You're getting life, but not abundant. You're just getting a little bit of life. Yes. Kind of carry you through this life. But when you know that you're not satisfied with what you're doing, when you're hungry, or if you feel you are not a whole, you need a physician. Yes. You need more life. You need more light. St. John 10 and 9, what does it say?
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
So we got to come by the door. So, well, that's Jesus. You don't see Jesus. You've heard about it. Yes. To come by him, you must come by the word, because that's who he is. He was made flesh. He's the word. You got to come by the word. So the word says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You got to come by not having gods, not making graven images. That's who Jesus is. Yes. That's the door. Yes. And he said, if any man, I am the door, if any man enter in, what?
If any man enter in, he shall be saved.
So when you get rid of the gods, that's abundant life. You are able to be saved from sin. That's abundant life. That's not a life when you are in sin. It's a life when you're out. Yes. It's a life when you come through the door that God placed for salvation. Read.
And shall go in and out. And
find pasture. Yeah, beautiful. Coming in and out, finding pasture. That's God's place. Yes. What?
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill.
So if anyone is trying to kill your way, your doctrine, what you believe, or steal knowledge from you, that's the thief.
Yes.
That's also called the devil, yes. Who is also Beelzebub, and also called Lucifer. He's also called your neighborhood preacher if he's not bringing the commandments. That's who he is, a local. That's that pestilence on two legs that don't bring you the true knowledge of God, that your life will be abundantly in God and not abundantly full of the world. Read.
And to destroy.
So he don't come but for to kill and to destroy. What?
I am come that they might have life.
What?
And that they might have haveth more abundantly.
So what we're going to talk about, what we've been talking about from day one, and what we come into God for is for life. We want to talk about life. Isn't that beautiful? Now let's go to 1 Peter. Let's go there. I had another plan wrote down here, but guess what? My mind said, let's go to 1 Peter. And I think what I'm going to bring you, that devil told me to bring it. So it could have been the devil bringing it to my mind. I would say that's the Holy Ghost. I got something for Beelzebub. Let's go get the scripture. 1 Peter. 2 Peter 1. I have this, but it's jotted down a little further in the lesson, but we're going to do this now. 2 Peter 1:4.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
What?
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Now that's the abundant life. Yes. To have a nature when someone is doing something against you and maybe you feel like they're wrong and you're right, you're able to take it. That's abundant life. That means you've denied yourself to the old man, not letting the old man react. Now, we can get upset with things. Nothing wrong with that. Talk about things that's done unfairly. That's fine. But we don't have to get a spirit and act inappropriately. But to show forth that we don't like something that's false or that's not true, that's abundant life. Because you're showing forth the life of Christ. When they asked the Lord, he said, well, I've spoken throughout the ministry. I hid nothing. I spoke to the world. I didn't hide anything. Ask them. They smote him. But he wasn't being funny. He was telling the truth. But now it was a time to die. So because he smote him, what did he do? He didn't do anything. He was getting ready to go ahead and die. Isn't that beautiful? The abundant life is living the life God has chosen for us. That is the abundant life. Read.
Having escaped the corruption.
So the abundant life is to escape all these gods. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So to escape, we got to identify, find these gods, identify them, and destroy them out of our life. In other words, I'm not giving you any more tribute. Yes. I'm not going to buy chocolate hearts because it's Valentine's Day. That God popped up. I'm not buying that. And how do you get out of that? Realize that chocolate is chocolate, whether it's put in a heart shape or not. You can come out of that. Some say, I got to buy me a heart chocolate. I'm just a big heart. Okay. Let's go. Read a little further.
Yes. Escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Now read the third verse. What it says?
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Now wait a minute. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So every churchgoer that's listening to me, why would you believe a lie? That's not godliness to think that Sunday is the day of rest for Christians. There is only one people of God. They're called Israelites. And the day of rest is the day the Father rested on the seventh day, which was hallowed. That's the abundant life God gave us. Not the first day. That's a lie. And God has given us all things that pertain to life, which mean truth. We have knowledge. Read.
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. First John. 5.
All right.
11. Let's go there. Kind of quiet here. Okay. Fine. I mean, heaven, if you want to be quiet, it's up to you. I think you'll be shouting by the time you get there. I think most will say, my Lord, what was that I came from? That was child's play. I have no doubt in my mind. Matter of fact, you won't even say that because it's just so far. 1 John 5:11.
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
How much more abundant life can you have than eternal life?
That's right.
Now, if eternal life is in the Son, whatever preacher, male or female, they're going to be bringing you certain things pertaining to it.
Yes.
Abundant life. What?
He that hath the Son hath life.
Now, if you have the Son is bringing you eternal life, that's the abundant life you want. Don't say, well, I'm bringing, that son is bringing eternal life because they said Jesus died for your sins. I knew that before I went and seen any preacher. I knew that. The chatter is all over the world. This man died for our sins. And most people believe that's a wonderful thing, but right now I'm hungry. So that's their issue. It's about what they can get their hands on now. But if you want salvation, you have to go to the Word. And salvation is not necessarily something you can grab and see tangibly. It's a life living. That's salvation. That's abundant life. Salvation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Read.
And he that hath not the Son of God.
So if you don't have that one bringing you the eternal life, the abundant life that God is talking about, because the abundant life is eternal life.
Yes.
If they're not talking about that, you don't have the plan of salvation and you don't have the one that God sent. Right. Let's go to Matthew 19:16. Let's go to the scripture. See what the scripture is saying. Every preacher that God sends should be saying the same thing today as what was recorded in the scripture then. And it was said before Jesus said it. He said, I just come to bear witness to the truth. Witness. The truth was here before he got here. Right? He is the truth. There was one to bear witness to his word, and he was the word bearing witness to his own word. Living a life. Isn't that beautiful? 19:16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
So we're talking about abundant life again.
Yes.
How every preacher should be saying the same thing. You want eternal life, that's why you hold on to eternal life. What is it?
All right. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life,
what?
Keep the commandments.
So if you want abundant life,
thank God.
Enter, keep the commandments. So if the preacher you're talking and dealing with is not teaching the commandments 24/7 and breaking it down to you, you don't have abundant life. You don't have the Jesus that I'm talking about.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You don't have the word. Read.
He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder.
What?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
What?
Thou shalt not steal.
What?
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Is that eternal life?
Yes.
Is that abundant life?
Yes.
Our life is abundant. We begin to stop doing these things. That is abundant life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? And I believe he's quoting the commandments,
yes,
right? And if we do those, we will get rid of the gods before God. First of all, it's to what our brother, our fellow man, right? Isn't that beautiful? Hold that. St. John 10:10. Let's read that. St. John 10:10.
Yes.
What does it say?
The thief cometh not, but for to steal.
So when you say, I keep God's commandments, anyone that's not going to the same church you go to, if you're a commandment keeper, or maybe as Paul said, once came in unawares to search out our liberty. So you all eat tofu. No, we don't eat tofu. You drink coffee. I drink plenty of coffee.
Yes.
And I drink anything that don't hurt me.
Yes.
It's what comes out is what hurts you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So if I don't take anything in that's going to cause me to act up going out.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
All right.
Yes.
Read.
But for to steal and to kill,
mm-hmm,
and to destroy.
So when you say you keep God's commandment, that's life. Why would anybody be against what's life unless they've been told, you can't do that, it's tricking you. No one said you can. We want abundant life, it's keeping the commandment. Who's the liar? The people today or the Lord? That's abundant life, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Isn't that beautiful? St. John 1:1, let's read that. Abundant, and we have it. That means you, when you do go to church, you ain't got to stand outside in the corridor and wait on somebody praying that don't even know God. And the people waiting is on crutches probably, trying to get a blessing. And some may get it because they truly have faith, and who's getting who blessing? That devil is. What they're getting is not salvation. If they don't preach salvation, you don't have it. Isn't that beautiful?
You
got to have the message. If you don't have the message, you haven't been sent by the messenger. All right. Read.
In the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
The Word, that's who the Lord is. What did the fourth verse say?
In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Now, wait a minute. Now you're talking about if you want abundant life, get a light. Yes. When you start walking in the light, letting your light shine, that's abundant life.
Yes.
But if you don't have abundant life, you can't let it shine.
Yes.
But if you have it, let it shine. If you got the abundant life, it should be a light to the people. Isaiah 8 and 20, let's see what it says. It said, well, they, you know, Jesus came and it's different then. This is you, the light Jesus talking about is different. Ain't been but one light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And that means he's been the light since the world began. But it's a different light. When Jesus came, things changed. No, it didn't. The only thing changes when you were willing to submit. That's when it changed, right? 8:20, what did it say?
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light.
Now, wait a minute. The one that created the life is the light. God is light. And he's telling you, if they don't speak according to the word, the commandment, the law, what did it say? It's the law and to the testimony. This is God's testimony, right? So if these preachers ain't preaching God's testimony, they say, well, now God's testimony has been done away with. Nobody could do it. That's not what the scripture says. If they speak according to that, it's because you got light. That means you have abundant life because this life is the light of men. If you don't have that light, you ain't got the life. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 5. Let's go there. That's what the Lord said. He tried to give them 5 and 5, Matthew 5 and 17.
Yes. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say it again? Now it said, here's Jesus teaching his disciples.
Yes.
Isaiah. Now Isaiah said to the law, testimony, don't speak according to that. They ain't got no light. They don't have abundant life. That means they don't have the record of that son. He also said, now, Brother Isaiah said, bind this testimony. That's God's testimony. Bind it and seal the law, which is his trust among the disciples. That's what he did. What is he saying now?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Wait a minute. Well, he didn't destroy it. No, wait a minute, bro. Well, Brother Isaiah wasn't wrong. I'm the one that inspired him. Don't think I've come to do that. What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
So if you have an abundant life, how do you tell the Christians, in the law it says, remember the Sabbath day, the seventh day, and it says not one jot or tittle is going to pass away. How do you change that? Everyone that listened to me on YouTube, the two or three, whatever, ask yourself that question. Why would you change something? The Lord said, I am the Lord, and I change not. And you change it based on your feelings. And well, my Lord rose on, you can think he rose all you want, but if you go according to truth, it was in the midst of the week. Your feelings just get you all messed up. That you want to lose that life. But you want the abundant life is believing on the Lord as the scripture has said. Read.
Till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least
commandments. Wait, just break one. So is the Sabbath the least thing today for the so-called Christian? I believe it is since they chose Sunday. But he said whosoever break one of these least commandments, what?
Mm-hmm. And shall teach men so.
And they teach this. That's big doctrine. The pompous poppy, he knew that. Just riding around with his clothes, plastic cut, what do you call that thing that box he's in? Carriage, his plastic carriage. Go ahead. I got nothing to say about the poppy. Go ahead, the Ponta. It's just funny stuff, huh?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
I said a pontiff is the least.
All
right, sir. I'm riding here telling all these peoples. Okay, then forget about him. He ain't even in here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 1. Let's see what Brother Paul said. And my brother Paul, he was a bad man at one time.
Yes, he was.
He was against us. But as all do, when you fight against God, you fail.
Yes.
Right? He fell. But this one got up and started doing right. He turned 180 degrees. That's half a brother. 1 Corinthians 2:1, what does it say?
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency.
So, because Paul was an orator. Not a real, they didn't say he was so famous, but he could speak.
Yes.
He was a good speaker. He was a Pharisee. And he wasn't using his excellency of speech because he spoke 7-8 different languages, he said. Yes. Number of languages, right? What?
Declaring unto you the testimony of God.
But so I thought this ignorant people say, well, that law was done away with. Well, what's the testimony of God? How are we going to declare the testimony of God and it's done away with? Testimony of God is God's word.
Yes.
The testimony of God is God's commandment. The testimony of God is Jesus.
Yes.
It's God.
Yes. All right. Yes. Beautiful.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Why don't people, what was he declaring? If the law, if the word is done, the law was done away with, what was he declaring? Go to Ezekiel. Exodus 31. He was declaring the testimony of God. Isn't that beautiful? 31:18. What does it say?
Yes,
okay. So the law was done away, the commandments done away with, because God knew you couldn't keep it. You lying people, preachers. 31:18, what does it say?
And he gave unto Moses when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai. 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God.
It was God's testimony. He wrote it. Yes. 34. Go to the 34th chapter, 34:27.
Right.
See what it says. So, but that wasn't the 10 precepts. He was just writing him a note. Well, I have no doubt that some might think that how ignorant people have been taught by these ignorant preachers. That was a note. That was a covenant note. That wasn't no 10 commandments. Well, we'll see. 34:27, what does it say?
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words.
It says, write thou these words after, I love this, what?
After the tenor of these
the
words.
The tenor, which means the short version.
Yeah.
The high points.
Mm-hmm.
Of.
Beautiful.
Now the high points is going to apply, be applied to us and everyone forever. The tenor.
Beautiful.
Because we don't have oxen and asses anymore. And we don't have servants. But the tenor part, remember and don't do no work, that's going to be forever. But what type of work you do? Say, well now, you know, it says, what it says, thou shalt not do any work, thou shalt not a daughter, manservant, your spaceship, beaming yourself up, Scotty, without the Lord. All that may go, that's the baritone or the bass of the conversation. The tenor part is, remember. Isn't that beautiful? Remember. What?
Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
What?
And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water.
What?
And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
10 precepts. He wrote it. So that's God's testimony. So what was he declaring? God's
word.
10 commandments.
Because
that's what the word is. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 32:45. Let's read that. 32:45. We want abundant life? You got it.
All right.
34.
Yes.
32 rather. 32:45. What does it say?
It says, and Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel.
What?
And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day.
What?
Which ye shall command your children.
Command your children to observe it. And do what?
All the words of this law.
What?
For it is not a vain thing for you.
What?
Because it is your
life. It's our life. This is the abundant life we have.
Beautiful.
This is our life.
Yes.
But the enemy comes to destroy that life by saying, you ain't got to do it. Didn't he do it in the garden? Oh, you ain't going to surely die. It's our life, though. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to St. John 1 and 4 again. Let's read that again.
Yes, Pastor. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
This is men's light. So the life is the word. If you have the word and you're submitting to the word, you have the light, and that makes you a light. Why? Because when you are not having the gods before God, you're not making graven images, you stick out because most people do. Yeah. So when you don't go to the same riot to these gods and serve them and bow down to them, they say, what's your problem? Our light is shining. And you can be seen. But the choices you make. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Let's go. Where does it read? 1 and 4. Yes. 1 and 4. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In him was life. And the life was the light of men.
What?
And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not.
They kept asking, who are you? He said, what is your thing? He said, well, if any man serve him, you know the doctrine. People want to know why you do what you do. And they don't understand why you like it, why you make the choices. Why y'all can't do this? Why you can't miss one service? Because God said don't. God said when you're separated from your people, and I'm saying without legitimate excuse, without it being lawful, you're in sin. But if you are not a part of the service because you've been sent somewhere or you're a lawful reason, you're fine. You're not separated.
Yes.
But when you could be here, if you're here and your mind ain't here, you're separated.
Yes.
And you're really in sin. Right. That's the reality. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 17 and 1. Let's go there. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
I love. Mm-hmm. And in its season, God reigns.
All right, yeah.
17:1, what does it say?
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him,
what?
I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Want you to be perfect.
Yes.
Now he's bringing him more abundant life because he's given him more knowledge of what to do, because he didn't tell them when he first started, I want you to be perfect. But where he was told to go, he followed. He was perfect in his obedience. Now he's telling me, I want you to be perfect. Read the 7th verse. What does it say?
And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation.
Now he's talking to Noah. I'm going to, Abraham. I'm going to establish my covenant, right?
Yes.
What?
Between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations,
mm-hmm,
for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee.
Now, wait a minute. So if God says, I'm going to establish my covenant to be a God, that's not making God your God because you get circumcised naturally. So that ain't making you a God. Just make you get circumcised. That ain't making him your God. To make him your God is to be submissive to his word.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about. What did it say now? What did it say?
And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, and all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
That's what he's going to do for those that he's going to establish the covenant with. And he's going to give them the land of Israel. That land is forever.
Yes.
That's a parable, and it's true. It's natural, and it's mainly spiritual. Read.
And God said unto Abram, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations.
So he's telling Abram, you're going to keep my covenant. The covenant is 10 precepts, but it wasn't broken down to him at the time. Read.
This is my covenant.
What?
Which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised.
That is true. See, now that's the covenant.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. www.thisisgodscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.